Christ Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus
glorify your name, for your name is above all names. We stand in awe at your power as well as your greatness. So now, Father, because we are here at this appointed time, we ask you now to look down upon these thy people. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give a word that will be inspiring and challenging us to draw closer to you. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you and high, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Bell, Reverend Cotton, Pastor Reed, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us this morning, those that are watching by the internet, and those that are listening, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Galatians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, and John 3:16. Galatians 4, verses 4 through 5, and John 3:16. When you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words, which are recorded. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born, you turned it too quick, born of a woman, where am I? Made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. And John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, God's love was on time for whosoever. God's love was on time for whosoever. Are there any whosoevers in the house?
Yes, sir.
As believers, we all have a accountability. We all have a relationship. We all have a kinship to the whosoever. Because we were once a whosoever, because we did not know where we were headed until we linked up with our relationship with the one who provided for all of those of us who do not have a relationship with him. And so this morning we want to talk about this thing called love. As we continue to celebrate the month of February, which has been designated as the month of the heart as well as Black History, we could say a lot because I'm so full of power this morning. Even though I'm a little tired, I've already had my talk with the Lord. And the Lord says, stand on my word in spite of all of the things that are transpiring today. Be not afraid of any man. Be not dismayed of any power. Stand on my word, because if I be for you, I am more than the... For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because we will all be challenged for what we say we believe and what we profess that we have faith in. And so today is a challenging message for a challenging people concerning not only love, but concerning what we are going through. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is the month of the heart, but it is also a month of Black History. There seemed to be a movement. There seemed to be power that had been predicated itself into the heart of a nation that says, in God we trust. But somehow I'm thinking that God is now being put in the background. Those who have professed to be believers are not acting like believers. And I am concerned when we hear someone said, make America great again. Journey with me, because it's right in our face. If we go back about 50, 70 years ago, there were some folks that used to walk around with some masks over their faces. Amen. There were some folks that walked around with some hood over their faces. They said that they were Christian, and yet they were doing something to people of color. There were some folks that was walking around with masks over their faces. I'm going somewhere with this, because in the year 2025, there's some folks that are walking around with some stuff over their faces, just like there were some folks in 100 years ago walking around with masks over their faces, pretending to be Christian. Yes. And what were they doing? And they called themselves ICE, but them other folks called themselves the Klan. This is a political message, because we have got to understand there's a war brewing. Amen. But I'm not here to talk about war. I'm here to talk about Christ. Amen. God says, I will handle those who pretend to be mine and who are not. My brothers and sisters, this morning I want to talk about God's love was on time. But are we as a people or a nation devoting our time to God? We say in God we trust, but yet we trust in somebody that don't even know God. We could ask the question, how many of us are really spending time with God? It is evident, because if we don't know Scripture, how can we say we know Him? My brothers and sisters, have we devoted a schedule to God, and are we now too busy that we give God some time or a little time? Yeah. We do it when we need something from Him. Mm-hmm. It is only when we are in a desperate and dire situation do we really call on Him, because while everything is well, we don't need Him. And sometimes God would let some stuff happen to allow us to come back to Him. And some stuff is at the highest level. is now making a mockery of everything we have had gained accomplishments in this nation. So God has said, don't worry, start praying. If the children of Israel knew how to pray, we need to know how to pray. Amen. You do know we're related to the children of Israel because there's some black folks in the Jewish nation. I can go all the way back to Abraham. I can go all the way back to Moses. There's some black folks in Jewish history. Amen. Solomon, I can go all the way back. And we ought to understand that we are a uniquely important people. And we always getting picked on just like the Jewish people. Yeah. Isn't that ironic? But God says, if I be for you, yeah. I'm more. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, we serve a mighty God. Amen. God is watching the conscience of a nation. God always have time for us, for he never slumbers nor sleeps. Start praying. Yeah. It is God's desire to be first in our life, for he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And every great nation that stood pompously saying that they were great ultimately fell because they did away and put God out. Where's America today? Watch and see what happened. I said a long time ago, any nation that turns its back against God, God will deal with the nation. God desires to have a love relationship with us. For he said, he first loved us. He first loved us. It was God who initiated this love. And if we desire to be like him, we must love. For he said, we must love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is my neighbor? Every man is your neighbor. For God's love is timely. I have learned that God had a prescribed time for Jesus to enter into the world. For there had been 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament where he did not give a prophetic word. There were preachers, there were prophets, but God wasn't speaking because there was a change about to take place between the law and grace. The law, God's holy word, and something was coming to change the format of everything. God was silent, Antioch, but God was working and orchestrating and showing and revealing to us that he had a masterful plan. Yes, yes. And what this revealed to us is when God is silent within our lives, he is working. Yes, he is. I have learned to be still and let God handle it. There are times when God has to move obstacles and roadblocks out of the way in accomplishing things for us.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Come on, put your hands on it. Yeah, somebody celebrate the King with me. The God of Abraham, Isaac,
Jacob,
the one that bled and died. The one that went down to hell and took away the keys.
The one that gave us the power over the enemy.
The one that walked on the water.
size of a mustard seed. The garden's more than